From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Oh, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. Just got here on time. Come running in. Complain there was some accident or something. I don't know. Bob Sebastian. How are you, Bob?
I'm good now that I'm here.
Yeah. Just met, you know, our special guest who's always just on time or a little late. She called, too, and said, there's an accident on the freeway. She's Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Miss Gina, how are you?
I was 4 minutes early.
4 minutes early, which is... Look, the universe had an issue with it because you're not.
No, right? I would have been 12 minutes early.
You would have been 12 minutes, and that's why the universe said we can't have that.
That's right.
We can't have Gina Della being 12 minutes early
or exercise.
How are you? You look
real
great.
Real good.
Yeah, twice in 2 days I've seen you.
I longed for you. I saw you this morning.
I longed for you. Yeah, you're the first woman ever to say that in the ever. Maybe Terry once
Speaking
in a while.
Speaking of, good morning, beautiful Terry and
She's
handsome
listening.
Chris.
She's listening, and I'm sure Chris is listening as well. Mr. Sebastian, what is Core? Is it Core Supply?
Core Improvements.
Core Improvement. What is that?
It is a design build firm. We're in Glendale, and we have been a Nary member for a while now. And it's an exciting new development for me.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Hey, speaking of Nary, and since you are representing Nary today, the Sporting Clay fundraiser coming up Friday, August 23rd, coming up soon, next Friday, in fact, and it's at the Waukesha Gun Club. Gina, do you shoot? Anyway, the Sporting Clay fundraiser, we're raising money for the Nary Foundation. And my recommendation on this thing is to go to that, do your shooting, and then head over to the Pella Experience Grand Opening. That's on the 23rd
as well.
Oh,
that was a good little tie-in.
Call the Segway. You're going to be close. Yeah. You're out at Waukesha Gun Club. When you get done there, from 2 to 6, we've got the Pella Experience Grand Opening that we're going to talk a lot about today. Bob, getting back to the foundation, I'm a big fan of the Nary Foundation. The money they raise and what they do with the money, I think, is just a phenomenal cause. These are people that really believe in servant leadership. They're raising money to give back to people that want to move on into the trades. They want to go to WCTC. They want to go to MATC. There's scholarships available, and the foundation takes care of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's amazing the funds we have available to help young people continue on into the trades from high school or wherever. So it's a great thing. We also look at doing things to help the community in general.
You bet.
But the focus of the foundation really is on the education and advancement of people into the trades.
Do you know, I've been involved in a number of the events that they do to raise money, one being the bags tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up in a couple of weeks.
You know, last year I played in the bags tournament, and
Alex, I'm sorry about what he's about to say.
In the second round, Jesse from Milestone Plumbing and I took on the Pella team, and Alex Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And young Alex, who's very competitive, by the way.
Very.
He was talking smack, and I took pictures, Bob. During the break, I'll show you the pictures I have of young Alex after he got beat 21-3. Jesse couldn't miss. Jesse from Milestone Plumbing. She just kept sticking it right smack in the middle there. Bing, 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 bing. And Alex was looking at me like, you got to be kidding me. And the ceilings were really quite low, and Alex is tall. So his bag kept hitting the ceiling. And then he got frustrated. And then it was like 15-2, and then I started getting in his kitchen a little bit. All all because we were raising money for the foundation, of course, not because I wanted to take advantage of the young man. So now he wants to play again, Bob, and I'll never play Alex Della again in my life because for the rest of my life, I can talk smack to him.
There you go.
And again, the whole time.
Is that what Jesus would do?
The whole time. Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7. Gina Della is talking about Jesus on the Nary Show. I love it. And so we raised money, getting back to the foundation. We raised money for the foundation, and it just goes to a great cause. So if you're interested and you like to shoot clay pigeons, the Sporting Clay Fundraiser, Friday, August 23rd, Waukesha Gun Club, you do not have to be a Nary member.
That's the big thing, is you don't have to be a Nary member. And it's a great opportunity for other people in the trades or even potential customers and clients to come. If you like to shoot, it's a great opportunity. I mean, the Waukesha Gun Club's got a great facility, and you can meet some of the people who you might consider for a project. And you're advancing the cause of making sure there's people around to do your projects in the years ahead.
You got it. I agree with that. Hey, the other thing with Nary that we need to hit on, and I know Gina's a big fan, the Home Remodeling Show coming up October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Gina, let me start with you. Those shows that Nary does, really good for business for Pella, my goodness.
They're great for business. As a matter of fact, the last Nary show, we had our brand new booth.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and we had more visitors than I think all the years combined in Nary, because you could see us. We were tall and met a lot of wonderful people.
Boy, that's good. And that next show is coming up the 18th, 19th, and 20th. And certainly the fact that I'm there doing all the PA mentions and introducing people. And hey, you had an idea that we're going to talk about with, in fact, I've got a meeting on Wednesday and I'll talk to Leroy. Mm-hmm. You'd love to do a cooking segment with him.
Well, my cooking will be better than his cooking.
Ooh. I've had your cooking.
I swear to God, if you talk about that on this show right now.
You're pointed at me. What would Jesus do?
He's already set a precedent.
Jesus would say, do not talk about those green beans.
Bob, I thought, you know what? I grew up in a family, 100% Irish, that everything was boiled.
Boiled, yeah, I know.
These green beans were like, I was like, these are the best I've ever had. And she was like, these are horrible. I went home and told my wife, I'm not kidding. I had some of the best green beans, and I don't know how she made them, because I don't think she boiled them. And Terry was like, get the recipe. And Gina's like, they were the worst I've ever made. So, look,
I don't even know what to say to you right now.
They tasted very good.
They were stringy, like in your tongue and your teeth.
Well, if we're able to set up this whole thing where you get to cook with him, could you make me just a separate thing of those green beans?
Yes.
October 18th, 19th, and 20th. And if you're going to come to that show, just come and see, you know, come out and see everybody. But make sure you see this beautiful new area that Pella has. It really is. It's a beautiful display. And you can kind of find them from anywhere in the building, right?
You really can. It's as tall as the ceiling.
Yeah, it's good. So 18th, 19th, and 20th. If you know you're going to go, now would be the time to get tickets because you can get them cheap. Go to the Pella website. The Pella website. Go to the Nary Milwaukee website. $8 online. $10 at the door. So you're going to save a couple of bucks. And if you know you're going, buy your tickets now so you don't have to stand in line and you can just walk right in and you can save some money at the same time.
Or visit our showroom, and I bet I'll have a few tickets for some people.
Well, you know what? We won't have them, but I bet on the 23rd we can at least take some names or something. August 23rd.
Oh, not on August 23rd. Correct.
Well,
we could take some names.
Mm-hmm. Can we? I've been to both to the old office and to the new office.
Oh my God!
And I just want to talk about the new office.
Okay.
But I've been to both, so I know the difference. This new the Pella experience. It's located 190th and West Blue Mountain Road, just behind and a little to the west of Cops, and can't miss the sign. And it's just a beautiful building. You guys did a nice job. Really nice job.
We partnered with the psychologist that designs the Apple stores as well as the marketing firm. So there's a psychology behind our new showroom, our experience center. It's it's a fun journey to walk through for a customer.
Yeah, I was there for a while yesterday, and we got a chance.
I was there, too. I didn't see you there.
What time were you there?
I was there probably about, 2 o'clock.
Really? Yeah. I was there. What time? We had a meeting at 9. I got out of there about, the meeting ended at 10:25, and I asked for 5 extra minutes. And so I got out of there about 10:30, and then we, because the big show is going to be there on Friday for the grand opening. Bob, you need to come back. Friday, August 23rd, the first 50 people, it opens at 2. The doors will be open, but the grand opening event starts at 2. First 50 people there are going to get a Wayne Larrivee signed book. My brother John will be there. The big show will be there. I'll be there for a little while. And the food is, I saw the menu. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And we're part, a fun new thing you don't know about because I solidified it yesterday. We will be partnering with Silver Spot Cinema that just opened approximately 4 weeks ago in the corners of Brookfield, just a mile west of us. So anybody who schedules an in-home consultation when they come and visit us at our grand opening next Friday will get a voucher for a $50 gift card to go see the brand new beautiful bar, restaurant, and cinema at the Silver Spot Cinema.
Boy, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. I know that you're going to try to work on that yesterday, and you guys got it done. It's a really beautiful facility. What I like about it is I got there kind of early yesterday for a meeting because I wanted to get the chair that I wanted, and I got it. speaking of the whole psychology part of that, but I was able to look at the doors, and I didn't go to the windows yet because I spent so much time on the door side, and it makes it really easy to be able to say, look, here's what I'm looking for. Here are the colors. Here's how the door works. Rather than somebody just telling you how it's going to look and how it's going to open, you can just go into the Pella experience and go through all that. Bob, what were you doing there?
Oh, I thought I'd take a look at it because I knew they were opening their new facility and I wanted to experience it. And it's incredible. I mean, you've got this 40 feet of slide out displays that. And they slide out really far, so you can have a bunch of them out at the same time, and it's incredible.
Yeah, I really liked it. So on the 23rd, August 23rd, which is next Friday, the big show again is going to be there doing their show live. A number of people will be showing up, and there's enough food to serve a small army. So come out and get something neat. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Gina Della. She's from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can go to their website at any time, PellaWI.com. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host from Core Improvements. He is Bob Sebastian. He's also the Nary rep here in the studio today. Our special guest, and she's a special one, Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I mean, special like good special.
Thank you.
Yeah, go to PellaWI.com for any information on some of the things we're talking about. Hey, let's talk a little bit more about this grand opening, what people can expect. Again, 2 o'clock it starts. The first 50 people that come in, you're going to get a chance to shake Wayne Larrivee's hand, and you get a free autographed book.
Correct.
The book that he has written, If These Walls Could Talk. Now, I've heard him speak, in fact, at your awards banquet, the President's Club for Pella. My brother John was a guest speaker, and he got to bring a guest, so I made sure I was the guest. And so Wayne spoke about this book a little bit, and it's a really interesting book. If you're a Packer fan, if you are a football guy.
Who is not a Packer fan?
Who is not? I don't know. Sebastian?
No. Okay.
I heard that, and I thought, uh-oh, if we have a Bears fan,
No.
It'd be you and I, Gina.
We had a Jaguar fan yesterday with us.
Oh, I know.
I know.
And the other two guys, one was a Patriots fan, one was a Browns fan.
I know.
But
we have Joe Schobert it's okay to be a Browns fan.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. And Joe Thomas played there as well.
How old is he now?
He's retired.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know the last time? Well, I'll tell you during the break. Last time I saw Joe in person was just a heartbreaking time. But I'll tell you that later. So first 50
way
people.
To lift us
I'm
up.
Sorry. Back to faith in the zone. The grand opening again, August 23rd. The first 50 people that show up at 2 o'clock. The big show will be there, starting their show at 2 o'clock. Come out and see them. Wayne Larrivee will be there. First 50 guests receive a free autographed copy of his book, If These Walls Could Talk. Emmy Award-winning actor and host of Around the Corner with John McGivern.
I would like to say every single person that is hosting our beautiful, amazing grand opening are Pella
customers.
Customers.
Every one of them.
True Pella customers.
Yep. Including me.
Including you.
Terry and I went through the Pella experience, and it was eye-opening. It was really eye-opening for my brother because he thought you guys were moving in. You know, when you all came.
I kind of did want to move in.
It's a really nice condo. And so he'll be there from 2 to 3, maybe a little bit longer. But come out if you've not met my brother, John. He is just a wonderful man. And he will tell you his experience of Pella and how fun it was for him and how he loves his windows. And come on out. 2 to 6, we're going to be at the Pella Experience, again, 190th and Blue Mountain Road. This is getting to be your busy time of year.
It sure is. I'm so super excited. This is where I love to be, that good, so stressful. You can't take it. You're right. So busy, and I love it. We all love it. We look forward to this every year.
Because so what happens, and I know this firsthand, some friends of mine, this was 2 years ago, right about this time, mid-August, later August, they both separately, not together, separately said, you know what? I knew in the winter of last year that I needed new windows. So I'm going to get new windows before this winter. And I said to both of them, well, you got to get going. Mm-hmm. I mean, now you have to get going. And the one guy goes, no, I'll be fine. The other guy was like, really? I said, yeah. So he went on PellaWI.com, set up his appointment, and got his windows right in time. The other guy waited and waited.
And we had a polar vortex. And who knew what a polar vortex was? Right.
Do you know what? He waited till late in the fall and said, hey, I'm going to get the... You know, I'm gonna call and get windows now for the winter. I said, you're late. You know what? You're late. And you guys still had great deals going on, and you got to him and he got his windows, but it takes the process that you guys do to make sure everything is perfect takes a little bit. You know, you've got it. You have the rep come in and you go through the presentation, which I think is wonderful. My wife is still quoting Mandy. Still quoting her from some of the things that she taught us at our mm-hmm. kitchen table. And then they come out and measure. Then they come out again and measure and to make sure everything is set. So it takes, and then they order. Then you guys order the product. And that's not, you don't get it overnight. What's the time frame on all that?
Right. So we're in your house an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on your needs. And sometimes when people say 2 hours, I think to myself, your home is your biggest investment. These are windows we're putting in.
Can I stop one mm-hmm. second? I'm not going to name. Before I knew you, we had two windows put in and two doors from somebody else. And he was in and out of my house in 20 minutes. And it was Terry may tell you the biggest mistake we made with our house. Because now we're going to, and these windows aren't old. We're going to come back this year
right,
with Pella.
You have to replace replacement windows.
We're going to replace replacement windows with Pella, and she really wants to get rid of that door as mm-hmm. well. And I think it was because we didn't know, you don't know what you don't know. So we sat there, and this person said, okay, here's what you need. Here's what I'm going to do. Boom, boom, boom. Here's the price. It was about where we thought it was going to be. Okay, great. It was under 20 minutes. And so then Mandy comes out, and when Mandy said to us, it's going to be an hour and a half to 2 hours, I said, no, it's not. She goes, no, it really is. And I said, Mandy, you don't know me. I'm very impatient. Well, 2 hours and 15 minutes into this, and it was a very interesting presentation because she asked some really good questions, which followed up, knew enough to follow up with additional questions for her. But then she went through what makes Pella different. And what's the difference between what you guys do and other people? And all of a sudden, it's 2 hours, 15 minutes, but it didn't feel like that. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for windows, now's the time. PellaWI.com, or even better yet, Come out August 23rd to the grand opening, 190th and West Blue Mound Road. In fact, by coming out, if you set up an appointment, you're going to get that $50 gift card. And all appointments scheduled at the grand opening, you're going to receive an additional $250 off the project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how you beat that. And you've got great, you've got some promotions going on right now as well, really good financing programs and things like that. People have to understand, Gina, that they don't have to buy the whole house full of windows.
Exactly. But so many people start with the worst room first. There's no requirement. We treat you exactly the same if you buy one window or 50 windows.
Yeah,
you do what is best for you.
Hey, Bob, do you in the business that you do, people have to understand you don't have to do everything at once. And I think that's the fear sometimes. People would be like, look, I have, 25 windows in my house. I can't afford to do 25 windows. Well, you know what? Take it in sections. You know, do 4 windows now and then 4 windows in the spring and 4 windows, next fall or something. And I think people have a misconception with that.
Yeah, I mean, a good contractor will set up a plan for you. So this is how we should approach this. We understand your budget just doesn't allow for a whole house full of windows. So let's do this room first, and then we can look at this. And then you're thinking about remodeling the kitchen, so let's wait on that window because we may change it. And so someone will give you a roadmap to how you should do it and not force you to do everything at once.
And I would assume, Gina, that you get that question a lot. Your salespeople get it a lot. Do I have to do a whole house? Can I do 2? Can I do 3? And I agree with you. Look at the worst windows. Get those done now and then move on. Do you find that when somebody comes and gets 2 or 3 or 4 windows from Pella, that you keep them as a customer for life?
Well, I'll tell you what we do find. Yes, to your question, but it cracks me up because people will say, all right, we're going to start with the family room. That's where it's super cold, and we want to sit in there and watch football. We come, we replace that window, and 2 weeks later, they're like, I hate the rest of my windows. Just do it. What were your financing options again?
Really?
So yeah. That's very common.
The thing that I wasn't prepared for, I was prepared to have these beautiful Pella windows that actually opened and closed. Didn't feel like I was lifting 1,000 pounds. I didn't have to stick. I put a stick in to keep the window up. Everything works beautifully. What I wasn't prepared for was how quiet it was going to be in my bedroom. We live on the corner, right, in the city of Milwaukee, and there's some cars that go by at night, and some guys don't have the correct mufflers on. And I had a hard time, even with my windows closed before I got Pella, because it would be so loud. And then all of a sudden, I realized how quiet it was, and I just didn't expect that.
Right. We are very popular around the airport, around busy streets. It's not soundproof, makes a huge difference. And then we do have in our lifestyle series, that's a triple pane. We can get special glass for sound as well, especially for the people who live by the airport, for example.
You know what? And I've got a number of actual window replacement and a couple of door questions for you, some from the people here at Entercom Milwaukee. So we'll get to a break. Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Again, you can go to the website, PellaWY.com, and put this on your calendar next Friday. In fact, I'm going to encourage the NARI members that are listening to this show, make a point. You know that we just support all NARI members. We're going to all kinds of events. If you don't know about this one, make sure you put it on your calendar to do what Bob did this week and head over to the Pella Experience, 190th West Blue Mound Road. The actual address is 19030 West Blue Mound Road in Brookfield, 2 to 6 next Friday. Stop over, say hello, grab a glass of water, glass of wine, grab something to eat, and take a look at this beautiful building that they are calling the Pella Experience. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Alongside my co-host, he's Bob Sebastian. He's the Nary rep here at the studio today. Works for Core Improvement. Our special and studio guest, Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, PellaWI.com. Hey, Bob, you guys were talking during the break about installation, and I tell people that you can buy the most expensive window ever. And if somebody who installs it doesn't know what they're doing, it's a $50 window. And it's important to you, and Gina was explaining the process with the people that install those windows and how important it is that they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you can, like you say, you can go to a big box store and you can buy a window, a name brand window, and put it in yourself. And, you know, in the winter rolls around, it's like, wow, this really isn't any different than it was before. And
can you imagine how many times Pella has to go out after a guy like me tries to install it by himself? Okay, that's got to be a part of their business where they're going out for people who think they know what they're doing and they don't, to then take care of the problems that they caused by not having a professional do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even just as simple as maybe an air leak. I mean, you can have water infiltration mm-hmm. and all kinds of issues. And I know that Pella, their installers, the installers that put in those windows for them, have special certifications and training and so on and so forth. So that quiet window that you can't believe in your house is, you know, a huge part of that is that quality Pella window. But another part of it is the installers they use to put it in properly.
Gina, when somebody asks you about that part of your business, you guys are standing up saying, look, we think we have some of the best people that do this.
You know, we just had somebody, I felt so bad for this lady. We had just opened the Experience Center 4 weeks ago, approximately. She came in so upset. I said, can I help you with something? What are you looking for, a specific product? And she said, I need help. I need to buy a Pella patio door all over again. And I said, well, what happened the first time? And she purchased it from a big box store and had their installers install it months ago when we still had snow. She gets snow, rain. They've redone it 3 times. And she said, I didn't know. I didn't know I should be buying it directly in home. And when you do that, you get the entire experience. Pella makes the product. We sell the product. We install the product and we service the product. It's in-house. It's like buying an iPhone from the Apple store versus all the other thousands of places. So all of our installers are truly licensed, bonded, insured, background checked. They are recertified. I am so passionate about this.
Yes, you are.
They are recertified every single year, no matter how long they've installed for us, because this people work, you work so hard for your money, right? This should be a one-time replacement, and it should be done right, and it should be done clean. I mean, you go to John McGivern's house, God forbid you will see a speck of dust. Right. And we can do it in John McGivern's house. I did touch his Emmy, by the way, and put my fingerprints on it.
You've been to my house. You've touched my Emmy. I've got an Emmy.
Listen to me. There is nobody more particular in my entire 25 years in this business than your brother. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know what? And not in a weird way. He just likes things his way. And
it's
it
a
looks
little weird.
Beautiful. Well, he's listening to us right now.
Hi, John. And then I was going to put M&Ms in his bed. And I was going to, when he was gone, and I was going to put all sorts of candy all over. And I thought he's going to go crazy if I do that.
He would hire a service to come in and clean after he cleaned.
Exactly.
You know, if him and I lived together, the odd couple, you know which one I'd be, right? The sports guy that's kind of slavish. Yeah, that's all right.
Kinda?
Hey, can I ask you a quick question again? These are from people here. They're going to get some windows, and they've already been online at PellaWI.com. Her and her husband have talked about what makes a window energy efficient. And he's saying, look, I know we're in Wisconsin, but we don't need to be crazy with this. When somebody says to you, hey, look, we have a problem, obviously, because it's so cold here. Should we be mindful of being energy efficient with these windows?
Oh, I think I know who asked that and said that. I feel like he may have been in the show, the Experience Center last week. The beautiful thing with Pella is our glass package. Look at your window in your home or your patio door. The majority of that opening is glass, right?
Right.
Of course. So that's what we have to focus on, is the efficiency of that glass package. And with Pella, no matter whether it is our vinyl, our fiberglass line, or our wood, because we make windows in every material, they have the same efficient glass package.
Do you sell different windows? And I don't know if you know this because you're here in the state of Wisconsin. Do they sell different windows in Jacksonville, Florida, than you would here in...
Funny you would mention Jacksonville.
In here in Milwaukee?
That was sassy if John Joseph Kellerts is listening. We have... Right, you have to have impact glass. Of course, you have to meet Miami-Dade County rules with... Sure, there's different... We don't have that here.
Right. So it is a different...
And they have turtle glass in Florida.
What's turtle glass?
So there's not a glare for the what's it called? Endangered species, certain right. turtles on the beach. We have to put in turtle glass for those turtles. That is your fun fact of
yeah,
the day.
No, because the turtles see the reflection and they go the wrong way. They don't go back towards the water. They start heading for the window, man. The houses.
Never on this show. Never as long as I've been doing this show. Have we ever had information like that? Turtle glass in Dade County down in Florida. Unbelievable. So, yes, the answer is with when you buy the Pella window here in the state of Wisconsin, you don't have to. It is going to be energy efficient and exactly what we need.
Of course it is.
Well, that
can
was
I
the
say
question.
Something?
Yes. You
and
can.
All three. Who else can ever say this? Consumer Reports. People who look at Consumer Reports. Pella is not only named the number one window by Consumer Reports, the vinyl window's number one out of the vinyl category, fiberglass out of the fiberglass category, and wood out of the wood category. You cannot find a window in any material that is higher rated than Pella windows.
PellaWI.com. And if you go there, you might as well come over to the grand opening, August 23rd. And I did this last segment right at the end, but you know, I know a lot of NARI members and NARI people listen to this show. August 23rd, come over and support a fellow NARI member. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, grand opening August 23rd from 2 to 6 on 190th and West Blue Mountain Road, just to the west and behind Cops. Everybody's been to Cops.
Oh, my God. It's really hard to work there and not go every single solitary day.
When I left the other day, the smell of hamburger.
Oh, they're so good.
I know. I had to get out of there.
I know.
Had to get out. Let's get to a break. Let's start the break. We'll continue. I have a condensation question for you, by the way. How can you reduce or eliminate? Should we just do that now? How can you?
Oh, my God, if you want to.
Let's do it on
it's
the other
side. It's just a two-second answer, right,
I
Gina?
I took the headphones off because it's killing my hair today. I really need you to work on what to put on my head.
We're going
to
ask that question on the other side of the break. You can take the... There, go ahead, take
Thank
those
you.
Off now.
Okay.
This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the NARI Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Welcome back to the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I am Mike McGivern alongside Bob Sebastian from Core Improvement. He is the NARI rep here in on the show, and our special in-studio guest, and she's always fun when she's here, Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, PellaWI.com. I had a chance to have lunch with John Kellerts on Monday. He's just a really nice man. He loves you. Half of the lunch was talking about you, by the way. In all
what does
good
he
stuff,
love most about me?
You're
not going to go, I don't know.
No, I know. I know what it is. No, I just got to figure my words on this. I think he loves the fact that you are so passionate and fiery that he can kind of stay back and be a little quiet. And when there's an issue, he just kind of allows you to take care of it. Because I went up there to say, hey, look, I might need your help on something, as you know. And by that point, you had already fixed it and taken care of it. And I said, you know, I was coming up here to ask for your help. And he goes, Gina's got it. And I said, I know that, but Gina's been in this fight for a long time with us, for us, standing up for us. And I thought maybe she needed some help. He goes, no, she's good.
I think my passion wears him out a little bit sometimes.
Hey, have you ever looked at the total history of Pella? 1925 is when it started. And they've been going strong ever since. And I spent some time on Pella's rich heritage. and some of the things that have gone on over the years. And we don't have time to go through it. I wanted to, but because I've talked so much. Next time you come in, I want to talk a little bit more about how this company was started and the people that started it. And I was really impressed with how, you know, from 1958, they did this, 60, 64. They've never stopped trying to improve this company.
Well, and it's still family. Adam Farver, the grandson, is the chairman of the board. I mean, he knows me. He knows my name. I mean, he makes a point to get to know people. We have 77 locations across the United States. He knows. He's just so special. There, it's a special family. They take all of this to heart. They truly do.
And if you look at the last, you know, from the last number of years, 2015, 16, 17, every year they've come out with something different. 2017, Pella offers new hardware styles. 2017, that year again, the Architect Series Reserve. 2018, single and double hung window screens with patent pending. 2019, the Lifestyle Series. It's just interesting. There are some companies, Gina, that rest on their laurels. They rest on their laurels. Look, we're pretty good at what we do. Let's just continue to do what we do year after year and hope that our numbers increase. And that's not the Pella way.
No. Tim Yagi, our CEO of the company, he's so for innovation. We will never sit on our laurels. And as you can see, we always want to be innovative, offer the most current state-of-the-art products, as well as our Experience Center. Our Experience Center now matches our state-of-the-art products.
Hey, there is going to be some corporate people coming in for this on August 23rd.
Yes.
And they're going to fly the company jet to come in for a grand opening. And I'm excited to see them again. I am, and I've met a number of them and spent some time on the phone with a few of them. And I look forward to seeing them in person again. August 23rd starts at 2 o'clock. The grand opening party, the event, starts at 2 o'clock with the big show being there. Wayne Larrivee is going to be there. My brother John from around the corner with John McGivern will be there. And remember, the first 50 people that show up after 2 o'clock get a free autographed book. Wayne's going to be there to sign it, If These Walls Could Talk. And if you haven't met Wayne Larrivee, there's just not an, you know, him and my brother are perfect ambassadors, I think, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Really great reputations, really good men that care about this company a lot.
Yeah, they're genuine. They truly are genuine people. Wayne is so special. I've gotten to know him so well. He's a really special, kind person. John, I just love. And they're genuine people. I mean, and what's fun is they came before any endorsements wanting to get windows, you know, Pella Windows. It was for real.
And that's how the whole thing started. I have to get this question asked, or I'm going to get killed before we go.
Okay.
How do I reduce or eliminate condensation within my windows because it's driving me nuts?
Is that Nicole? Is she showering 24 hours a day with 16. Super hot water?
16 hours
16,
a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, your windows do not, listen, audience, your windows do not make condensation. You do. It comes off of our bodies. It comes off of cooking. It's the moisture in the air. The colder your windows, the more inefficient your windows. The sweet spot is starting at about 16 years old or older. You are going, just because of technology, right? That moisture, the colder it is outside, the colder that glass gets, the sooner it's going to attract to the glass and become condensation.
So is it, if our house is humid, is that a problem?
If your house is humid, if it's too humid, you shouldn't, I mean, it's not good for your walls. It's not healthy to have that much humidity in your home.
Hey, and one other question, I told this guy, I try to get to it. Does Pella offer odd size windows? Can you, if somebody has a couple of windows in their house that aren't just the normal size?
There is no normal size. Every product we make is custom made, no matter what the material is.
He was told no by one of your competitors, by the way.
No is a yes without enough information, Michael.
That's from Gina Della. You can write that down if you'd like.
Yep.
That's from Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hey, let's. We need to talk about this grand opening one last time. If you have not been to something like this, the Pella Experience, and Bob Sebastian, who is my co-host here, was there on Friday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. and understands how cool this whole facility is. And you can come and experience this, get a chance to meet Gina Della. In fact, the meeting that we're in, I was surprised the guy said that nobody thinks of Pella Windows and Doors anymore. They think of Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors.
Oh, I don't know that John wants here. No one thinks of Pella anymore.
Well, I
Ooh,
just...
He's that, just kidding.
Hold on. No, that I didn't say that. That was the other guy in there to my right. Ooh. That was... You might want to talk to that guy because be careful. When he said my kids... They just think of Gina Della from Pella.
Windows and Doors of Wisconsin with three wonderful materials for windows.
I think of John Calowertz. That's who I think
of.
Yeah, that's what I do. He'll be there on the 23rd?
Absolutely.
Good. August 23rd from 2 to 6 this Friday. 190th and West Bluemont Road in Brookfield. That's a nice location, decent neighborhood.
Wow.
Decent neighborhood.
Wow.
You like that one?
I live in that neighborhood. Yeah, that was hurtful.
That was hurtful. Hey, guys, do you know anything about cricket, the sport cricket?
Actually, a good family friend of mine, his oldest son, is a huge cricket fan. Huge.
Because this next show, the U Sports Show, I go from something that I really love, which is Gina Della. I love Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I love this grand opening coming up. The next hour, I'm going to be talking youth cricket. Can't even spell it. I have no idea what.
I hope who you're working with next hour isn't just listening to, because they're really sad right now.
No, he was listening. He's in the conference room.
Okay.
No, I turned the sound down.
It's a learning experience, man.
Right?
Yeah, wish me luck. This hour went really quickly. Got a feeling that next one's not going to go as quick.
Oh my gosh, Michael!
But I'm going to try. I'm going to try to learn everything I can about cricket.
See, it used to be with cricket games, they'd last for days and days and days.
I know.
Now I think they've changed it and they go much quicker. So
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
I'm going to find out. I watched some video on cricket this morning when I was doing some research for it.
Yeah, we were on a cruise in July and like all kinds of people were sitting in the bars watching the cricket matches.
Yeah. It was the people in the
stands
were going
sad,
crazy.
Bob. Really? That's what they were doing.
That's what they were doing.
That's what I
wasn't doing.
Thousands of dollars to go on a cruise for to watch cricket.
But you walk through the bar and there they are watching cricket on the
wow.
TV.
But now,
on that note,
hold on. If the Packers were playing.
Right. You're watching the Packers. I was on a cruise during the playoffs. Right. I sure wasn't watching cricket.
I see. Now he's really sad.
Now he's really sad.
That's Gina Della from Pella Windows. If you want to talk cricket with Gina, you come to the grand opening on August 23rd. The grand opening of the Pella Experience, again, 190th West Bluemont Road. For you NARI members, come on out. And don't forget about the clay shoot coming up next Friday as well. Go support the foundation and then come over to this grand opening. Bob, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you, Mike.
Gina Della from Pella, it's always good to see you, honey.
Thank you, Michael.
You bet.
Thank
this
you, Bob.
Is, this you, is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.